Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman, and now we're talking about journeys still, but the one we'll hear about now is of a different kind. This one's an artistic journey. Last year, Kimberly and Patrick Saunders sold their Union Hill condo and moved into an Airstream trailer. Their plan was to live life on the road. Patrick would paint en plein air, that's outdoors in the natural light, like Monet, and Kimberly would embark on new photo projects. It's been almost a year since KCUR told the story of their plans, and now they're back in Kansas City for the first time since they left. Welcome back, Patrick.
Thank you.
And hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you guys both had careers and offices and cubicles, places such as that, and you had a what you referred to in last year's story as a bricks and sticks life, a life with walls of solid material that didn't move. So I want you to paint the picture a little bit of that life and that moment where you decided to change course. I'll start with you, Patrick.
Well, I worked in a regular job, like most, Monday through Friday, and then some. And it was a great job. I can't complain about anything in my job as far as what I was doing. It was stimulating, but it just wasn't enough for me. I didn't feel like it was personal enough. So we had talked a lot about what we wanted to do with our lives to take it further. And I actually attended a plein air festival here in Kansas City, the Brush Creek Art Walk. And after that, Kimberly said, I feel like your paintings from life are the best you've ever done. And we talked about what can we do to pursue that. We both love to travel and we love to make art. And it was Kimberly who came up with the idea. And when I tell people that, they say, really, your wife came up with the idea? Usually it's the guy that wants to go on the road. But she said, no, I think we should plan for a life where we travel and make art. And then we started planning for it. And it just seemed like the right thing for us because we like change. We like to see new things. It seems like when you're in the 9-to-5 job, you get into a routine. I get up for work every morning. It's dark. I go to work. And by the time I get out of work, it's dark again. And I go home and I relax and I kind of missed things. So we wanted to stop and really take note of all the beauty around us. And that's what painting en plein air did for me.
So, Kimberly, I mean, from your perspective, your comments early on were like, you know what? I don't miss it. I don't miss the way we lived before. It's been a while now. Do you still feel that way?
Absolutely, even more so. We love to travel, but we like to sleep in our own bed. So we take our home with us wherever we go. And I really do enjoy living a tinier life.
Which is also, ironically, in some ways, as you've said before, a bigger life. Can you explain that tension?
We live smaller, but we live bigger because we get to go wherever we want to go. We get to see whatever we want to see. We get to do whatever we want to do. Our time is more our own because we live so much more simply and less expensively.
Expensively brings up the question that I bet a lot of people are wondering, like, how are you making this happen? Because this sounds awesome, but people are in offices and cubicles for a reason.
Right. We were fortunate enough to be able to make a living with our art and photography. So we're aware that we're in a pretty special position, and we're very grateful for it.
And you travel to inspiration?
Yes, yes. Right now we are embarking on the plein air circuit for the year.
So explain what that is.
Well, there's a series of plein air festivals across the United States. And
with people painting outdoors?
Yes. So there are juried festivals. You actually apply. You send in samples of your work. And then they say, yes, we want you to be a part of it. So luckily, they actually fall in a certain sequence so that we can actually make a full circuit of the United States. So I applied to all of the ones that I was interested in. I expected we'd get into maybe 50% of those. And we got into every single one. So it's going
to
be.
Now we have to figure out how we're going to get there.
It's going to be a rush. One will end. So they're usually a week long. And you paint for the whole week. They have special paint outs. Sometimes it's timed paint outs. And at the end, there's judging and a sale. And on most of them, the sale and the judging is on a Saturday night, and the next one starts the next morning.
Wow.
So we're going to be rushing across the country.
And Kimberly, you take stock photography?
I do. I shoot for stock now. I used to be a wedding photographer, but stock photography is something that I can do because we're on the road. We're not in any one place for any significant length of time.
So it's something I can do. You're archiving the country in a way.
Right. And just shooting for pleasure as well. So,
is there an image that... that kind of captures in some way what this experience has meant to you?
Just in the past week at the Augusta Plain Air Festival, he painted a barn and I photographed it as the sun was coming up. And it was a beautiful sunrise on this very old barn. And I think that photo kind of encapsulates how I feel about this life right now. Being able to be there to see that, it's a great life. We're really enjoying it.
That was a special moment. We woke up early. It was Sunday morning, last Sunday morning. We woke up early before the sun had come up, and Augusta, Missouri is just outside of St. Louis. So we were staying in St. Louis, and we drove out to Augusta, which is wine country, in the dark, and the sun is just starting to come up. So it's that soft glow, and the fog is down in all the valleys of the vineyards. And we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. We knew the general area we wanted to go to. And we arrived at this barn that we had seen the previous day, wondering what it would look like at that time of the morning. And we walked around it, and it just struck me, this is what I want to paint. And it struck Kimberly, this is what I want to photograph. So I put my headphones on, listen to some fast punk rock, and get into the mode, and she's walking all around the property.
Wait, fast punk rock does not say Sunrise Georgia Barn.
You know, that's funny. People always ask me, what kind of music do you listen to? I listen to music that gets me into instinct mode, so I'm not overthinking what I'm doing. And Kimberly, I can see her running around, taking photos, just trying to capture that moment. And this all happens very fast. You've got just... That's the beauty of being able to go wherever you want, whenever you want. You don't know what to expect, and we capture moments that are unexpected. It's all about the light. That light comes up, and at a certain moment, it's perfect. Within an hour and a half, I would say, the moment was over. And you're exhausted because you've just put everything into it. And then we're driving back to our home. And we're both like, wow, that was a long day. It's only an hour and a half, but...
Wait, driving back to your home. I feel like, don't you drive in your home?
Well, we park the Airstream, and then we actually do a circuit around it. So sometimes we'll be within 10 minutes of it. Sometimes we'll be an hour away from
it. I gotcha. You know, when you talk about being able to go where you want, when you want, this sounds amazing. I would just say... In my experience, I've learned that when I think I've set things up so that I have a lot of freedom, often there are constraints that I had not anticipated, things that do guide my decisions that aren't just the whims of how I feel today. I've had a period of being a freelance worker, for example, and that free in freelance is questionable sometimes. And I wonder if there are things about life on the road, constraints that do come up that aren't the ones you were used to, but maybe forces that do dictate where you go when you go there.
Right. Not so much with our lifestyle because we're so small. It's only a 16-foot Airstream. So we can fit anywhere, go anywhere. We don't have to make reservations, that sort of thing, because we're small. So that the way we live doesn't really inhibit that. How we're experiencing that right now is what we talked about before. He got into everything he applied for, and at some points, one event ends on a Saturday, and the next one starts on a Sunday. And how do we get from point A to point B that fast? So that is the experience we're having now, trying to figure out how to make that work.
I will say the one thing that does change plans is weather.
Yes,
so we're in a beautiful aluminum trailer. And a hailstorm is headed for where we're at. We flee.
Yes.
We find a parking garage that we can get into.
Yes.
And weather as far as temperature. We both kind of really like warmer temperatures. So we try to go where we're going to be able to wear shorts and sandals and be outside comfortably.
That sounds pretty nice. Well, so is there something that you have learned in the months you've been doing this that you want to impart to those of us who are living the sticks and bricks lifestyle?
I think that, you truly can find a way to do whatever it is you want to do. It may not turn out exactly how you envisioned it, but you can find a way. And what we've learned is really the only thing that stood in our way were our own fears of trying something new, of taking a risk. But if you sit back and if you want to try something, if you sit back and you think about what the worst case scenario is realistically, often it's not that bad. So why not go for it? Take a calculated risk and see what happens, and you'll probably be better off for it.
Yeah, find what you love and do it. We're not saying everybody should go sell their home and get an Airstream and travel, but it's not about finding what you're good at. We have this conversation with a lot of people. Oh, you know, you were good at photography and you were good at painting, so that you guys went and did it. No, that's not why we do it. We do it because we love it, because neither of us were good at it when we started. It was just something we found interesting and wanted to work towards. So it's... We learned that we can do whatever we want to do if we put our minds to it, and it's all about practice.
Right, right.
In the experiences you've had so far, we've talked a lot about how you have felt about it or the artistic practices that you're participating in, but I'm curious about the places you've been. Is there a place in the United States that so far in your travels has just taken you by surprise or really left an impression on you?
We're so new in this journey. That would be a good question to ask us in about a year when we've done this circuit, if we survive it. but really, it's not even about a place as it is about a feeling. That feeling that we had the other day at the barn, where he was lost in what he was doing and I was lost in what I was doing. It's more of a feeling even than a place. It's you know, having the ability to create, express yourself creatively, and getting lost in that, having the time and the ability to do that.
I like the change. Every place we go to, it smells different. The light is different. That's the more we experience every place in the country, the more you see the differences. So, for instance, we were down in Texas just before we came up to Missouri, and we come back to Missouri, and I'm just knocked out by the cloud formations here. You don't get those anywhere else. It's different. The Augusta wine country, it's different than any. It's not Sonoma. It's not better or worse. It's different, and there's a beauty to that. Every single place has its own feel.
Right.
And you feel that the moment you wake up in the morning. I'm in a different place. It smells different. It feels different. There's a different type of electricity in the air. And I think Kimberly mentioned recently, she said, it's like the feeling when you wake up on summer vacation as a kid and you can do anything you want to do that day and there's nothing holding you back. You don't have any obligations. Not that we don't have any obligations, but you have that feeling that the day is yours to make what you will. And it's always new and fresh.
That's very cool. And I'm curious, just on our way out, whether that feeling you described of being lost in what you're doing, had you had a taste of that before and knew you wanted more, or is it totally new?
I had a taste of it before, but now we get to do it so much more. It's how we live now rather than fleeting moments.
Our time is sadly up for this story, but Kimberly Saunders, Patrick Saunders, thanks so much for paying us a visit and letting us know how it's going. We're all jealous.
Thank you
for having us.
You can follow the Saunders blog at pleinairstreaming.com. That's PLEINAIR streaming.com. And if you want to listen back to either of today's discussions, just go to kcur.org/Central Standard. Sign up for a podcast of our show while you're there. Tomorrow, learn about a new web series set in Kansas with actors from cult and sci-fi favorites like Star Trek, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, AI. But no, this is not a sci-fi series. It's a Western about the border war. We'll chat with the creator tomorrow at 10. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Special thanks to Maria Carter. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stick around for Up to Date next.